Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast. We are Briggs and Dodson, two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos. We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely. We're queens with broken crowns. Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers. We also intend to drink. Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers. Actually, they're trying to kill us. Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers! It's morning at Two Moms and a Mic.
Morning.
And we were going to lie and say good afternoon, but we're not liars. We're moms that tell the truth. So good morning and good whiskey.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. So we're going to get started. And Corey, you talk a little bit about some purpose and intention.
We had this crazy idea to start a podcast some months ago, right? I felt like I was in this season of parenting where I needed to have a place to go to feel that I wasn't on an island by myself. And I feel like the season that I'm in right now, that I was like looking for stuff to relate to. And I couldn't really find anything, you know, like that raw, real shit that people don't want to talk about when they have teenagers, right?
Right. Because nobody wants to talk about raising teenagers because it's an actual shit show.
Well, it's an actual shit show. And I think that I call it the two E's, the two reasons why people don't want to talk about it. One being that people are too freaking exhausted by the time they have teenagers. And the other one is because they're too damn embarrassed.
Because it's fucking embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, hi. I used to dress my girl in the Hannah Anderson. And she used to brush her damn hair and everything while we went to theater or yoga.
So exhausting that I think at this point, people are just like, you know what? No. I can only stand to focus on good grades,
surface. Good
surface stuff. Nobody mm-hmm. digs deep anymore.
No. Nope.
Because of those two reasons.
It's surface level. Is your kid pregnant? No. Is your kid on drugs? No. Okay, we're doing great.
And we're going to talk about how amazing this journey is. No.
Mm-mm.
So that is kind of where I got my idea. And I kind of go back to that meme that I sent you a couple weeks ago. The meme was, you know, when you're pregnant, we have all those resources, like anything you ever want to find out about pregnancy.
No, literally everything. Okay, there was one day I had the most random thing where I was like, what's this substance coming from my child at this age? And I open the stupid mom Bible of what to expect in the first year or whatever. Right. And there's the most obscure answer in the whole wide world for the stupidest thing I could have ever detected in my 6-month-old.
I mean,
but there is nothing for now that's like how to not run away when you have teenagers living in your house.
Right, right. I mean, your 3-year-old breaks out into some crazy ass rash or hives and you're like looking at your mom Bible, like there it is, you know, I mean, no, but I came across this meme recently and it just totally spoke to me. Where is the book that's called What to Expect 17 Years Later? Right.
Right.
I mean, that's the shit we need in this season. So we're not saying like dismissing any of those other books. Like those are fantastic when you're in that season and those are necessary and you need those when mm-hmm. you're a new mom and going through those stages. But like, we're just, you know, new teen moms. So like, where's all the info on that?
Well, okay. Because before you would be like, oh, strange little rash. Let me look in the book. So now the situation would be, wow, child hates school, would rather sleep in and pretend to do homework all day than go to school. I don't have a book to open that says what I do.
No. How about if you just happen to come across your child's Snapchat? And you're like, that looks like my child's face on those pictures, but
why are you saying those words?
Why are
you journaling online? Why did you say that out loud for the whole world?
And why do you keep making that stupid fucking face in the camera to try to make your lips look bigger? No. No.
Please stop doing that. Can we just toast to people, please, to not doing that?
Please
stop
it.
Just
knock it off.
Please.
Fuck. All I'm saying is that we kind of, okay, so as just like a quick little background, Jenny and I met when our oldest children were in preschool, right? And we were, right?
Your middles
and my oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're what?
Right.
Are you 5 years ahead of, 4 years ahead of me?
Two years.
Except that I have the baby.
Right. Well, okay. So between the two of us, we have 8 kids combined. Currently, 4 of them are teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them are tweens.
Right? Well, Rose is a tween, technically.
But I have 3 teens and you have 1.
Oh, 4. Yeah.
So then we have 3 tweens.
Also, we're really good at math and like basic life skills. We're not distracted or like living in clouds at all.
Teen mom brain. So, I mean, and it could be whiskey at 11 a.m. too.
Possible.
I don't know. You never know. But hey, and then we still have 1 little in the group.
Mm-hmm. The little perfect child.
The little perfect child.
Okay, so they go from 16 to 6. Or is Olivia 7?
She'll be 17 in August.
Okay.
So
17
pretty
to 6.
Soon. So basically, you know.
We got it covered.
Yeah. I mean, we're on pretty much summer break right now. So we're senior in high school down to
first
grade. So I think that our experiences combined can offer a pretty wide range of wise, seasoned material.
Definitely seasoned, because we've been doing this long enough and with enough intensity to have been broken down, put back together, and then cracked in half and put back together, and then run over and then still put back together.
Well, there's this real way to put it. I mean, I think that's a perfect description, because
we have something special in that circumstances come up for the two of us individually where we only feel that we have each other to share those with, because they're so obscure and weird.
Well, and I think that you and I both have similar personalities in that, you know, when you and I started kind of like just texting each other, like, what the fuck, is this normal? Mm-hmm. Like, what, she did this or he did that. Mm-hmm. And
well, it
and
felt normal. My weird shit felt normal when I would talk to you. You were like, oh yeah, of course, I've been through that.
Right. But I feel like when we go outside of like you
we look like weirdos.
I don't think our shit is normal.
I don't either.
but okay. So my point exactly.
This is the, yes.
We feel, I think that brings up the entire reason why we wanted to create this platform, because you and I have these kind of like open personalities with each other about our experiences and our own little side shit shows going on in our homes while raising teens and tweens. But so do other people. I'm sorry. I don't care if you pretend that you don't. But I think that these moms need a shit ton of support.
I agree. I don't think everybody is as lucky as we are to have found someone else that we can share the worst story ever with and still be loved and okay.
The worst.
So we're trying to, that's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do.
Bring your worst, embrace it, love yourself, show grace, carry on.
Yeah.
Because we're just like primal beings trying to raise what we get, right?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, sometimes you put just 110 billion percent into it and still feel
no
like
return.
Shit.
No return on the investment.
No.
No.
Like, when is this going to feel like a reward? I don't know. Not so much yet.
That has to somehow come from us. And I think that can only be accelerated by building a community and validating each other's experiences and talking about all of the varying degrees of normal.
Now that is a wide spectrum.
It's
and
it's
in our world,
in which we can do with our own experiences that have made us raw and wise and seasoned. Because when I was talking about like being broken and cracked and ran over, really what I mean is this is the process that we've gone through, that we've grown through, because you don't have to grow through it. You can have it stunt you and paralyze you, but we grew through it. So now we can say, wow, we've got wisdom from this, or, you know, we're very, when I say raw, I mean raw as in like, we're still vulnerable to what's happening. We know that we're imperfect. We know how to show ourselves grace in the face of horrible, terrible things that you don't ever imagine, like, oh, look, new sweet little baby. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, it's 17 years later, this sucks huge ass.
Right.
Right? So
right.
staying open to that, but loving yourself through it.
Yeah, because I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do this podcast in the first place is because I felt like there was nothing out there that I could relate to other than like talking to you or because, you know, I might share a few things here and there with some other people and they're like, you know, I felt like some judgy eyes
right.
or like, oh, I can't relate to you or
right.
you need to write a book or, you know, like, because, and so when somebody tells you that, you tell a story that you feel like that, you know, just some events that happened on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
and somebody tells you like, you
write
need to
a
write
about
a book.
Tuesday. Yeah.
I'm like, is that book worthy? Like, I guess it is. And if it is, then something is really wrong here.
Like, well, like, yes, things are very wrong. But it has worth because it's a vulnerable expression that other people could read and relate to and feel validity from.
Right.
But I do agree with you where I would tell little tiny bits of the story to people that I'm even very, very close to. I would give just little hints because God forbid I express like what's actually going on
oh.
with my complete and total shit show.
Oh,
it's fucking embarrassing. I don't want to share all of that.
No.
So what we're trying to do is
no.
acknowledge this blonde sisterhood of chaos that we have
yes.
and expand it into a listening, interactive community
yes.
where others can say, wow, I'm not alone.
Yep.
I don't suck. I mean, we all suck, but
right.
right? How do you do that with grace?
But like,
how
let's
do you
suck together.
With grace? Let's do it together.
Let's suck together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line, people. I have to say, like, I really got thrown for a loop when I started having teens. And I kind of did it on a higher level because I have three teenagers at one time. You know, I thought it was kind of crazy in the baby years and toddler years. I, you know, had four children within 5 years. And there's twins in the middle. So that's kind of one of the reasons for the short time span. But, you know, I thought I wouldn't get through that. I mean,
right,
just the physical part of it, the chasing, I had like an assembly line of diaper changes and I didn't sleep for several years at a time. I just didn't because it's not like, I mean, I had three babies at one time.
It's
a management crisis. It's a sleep deprivation that nobody could understand unless you have gone through it. And managing one baby, you know, during the newborn years is exhausting. Just the physical part of it. I mean, I had a triplet stroller at one point. That shit does not cut corners well. I mean,
I hate those things where they're side by side. All they do is beat the hell out of each other.
No, mine was like three in a row.
That's
mine
what
was,
I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant like a wide one.
Oh, I am.
No,
wait,
mine
was
like
front to back.
Front to back.
What, was it 12 feet long?
Pretty much. You should have seen me trying to push that shit in the mall. I was knocking over China. I mean, people were like, oh,
it was just
like
preparing you for driving. Your
I would have like five. Yeah, right. It was preparing me to drive my extra long SUV. That's
yeah.
right. But I mean, I thought I wouldn't get through that. You know, I mean, just
because
the simple
you're
physical.
You're exhausted and you can barely walk. Physically, it's a crisis.
It is. And I just remember coming home from the hospital when my twins were coming home and my one and a half year old was sitting in the middle car seat. I had like a smaller SUV at the time. So she was sitting in the middle car seat and then the two reverse facing
oh,
infant
yeah.
carriers were on either side of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember looking back in the seats at the screaming and I was like,
so much screaming and only two boobies.
And they couldn't fit in like all the car seats. They couldn't like fit next to each other. And I thought, I cannot believe that I have three babies and our oldest one is 1.5. Like, what the fuck is this? And you know what? Blessings.
Abundant blessings.
Yes. I mean,
well, we're
don't
not talking about, we're coming from a place where we've already established the fact that we've got awesome families, great kids, and we love them dearly and we'll do anything for them.
Correct.
One of the things that we will do for them is nurture ourselves and try to help others by acknowledging the actual chaos that's involved with loving this many people.
Right. And it is a lot of people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of humans to keep alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so my point being is that fast forward to the teen years, and I feel like the abundance of information and support just fell off the face of the earth.
It did.
And I feel like now we're past the physical part. We're past the physical keeping everyone alive. Like,
right.
But in a sense, you're not. Because now you're trying to keep your kids off drugs. You're trying to keep your kids safe.
Well, because I think there's a point where you start to look to adulthood versus just, how about you don't, you know, make it to kindergarten without being that kid that's the biting kid.
Right.
Or why don't you get to age 5 without being diagnosed with something, right?
Right, totally.
But then you start to say, okay, who are you going to be as a grown-up? Wow, you're screaming at me because I just didn't get you the right lotion from your stupid Victoria's Secret or whatever.
Right.
Okay, what kind of a grown-up am I raising now?
Right. And I think that those things, when they get to be at this stage, are, I don't want to say more important, but I want to say
they feel heavier.
They're heavier because, you know, I can't help but in my mind think, when something like that happens, if you're screaming at me about something stupid like a lotion or something, it's a big deal to them. But to us, you're like, I have a hard time thinking, like, how are you going to make it on your own?
Exactly.
Are you going to treat people like this in college? Are you going to be like you can't get up and go to school this morning? Like, how, I'm not going to be there to wake you up when you are in college. Like, how are you going to function on your own?
I guess what makes it different is, you know that they won't be in diapers forever, right? You know that as you are changing the...
Depends on who you're talking about.
You know that on diaper 795, that like this will end at some point.
Yes.
Right? But then when it becomes like a personality trait and like a habit or a life skill as a budding adult, what the hell are you supposed to do?
I know. Well, that's why we're doing this podcast, because you and I are both looking at each other like, we don't know.
It's very paralyzing.
It's paralyzing.
And like how we talked about when we were developing this, we were talking about literal shit, right? Okay, because everybody's had a kid. Well, if you're listening, we think that you've had a kid that has at some point had an ass explosion, because that's what they do.
Right.
And if you're lucky,
those are
it
fun.
Happens in like the Gap or Target or somewhere embarrassing where you're not sure what to do. And there's like shit on you, and you hadn't taken a shower in 5 days. You finally took that shower, and then somebody shit on you.
And then you're taking clothes off the racks to put on your kid in the aisle because you're taking their clothes off that are full of shit and putting them in the garbage.
Okay. So that 100% completely sucks and makes for a bad day and a good story. But it's still...
And a great blog. But...
And a great blog. And we can talk about that later, because I've been shit on several times. Actually.
Most of my close friends also know that I've actually eaten
also
poop.
Also, you've eaten it. If, so,
yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yes. There should be a whole thing about Corey eating shit. okay, so what Corey found mostly was... Everybody wants to share that story, right? How graphic and horrible is this? I had one screaming, one was on my boob, one was barfing, one was shitting herself. This was the Target literal shit show. And it's funny and valid, and it's a healing thing to talk about, and we've all had it. And if you haven't, sorry, go and experience one. But nobody wants to talk about when the shit becomes unliteral, but actually real. There's a
real
point
shit.
Where shit gets real, and you don't get to close your day and say, I made it because I didn't steal the clothes from Target that I had to put my kid in, right? Like, you can close your day and put them all up to bed and sing your lullabies and say, okay, I made it. You don't get to have that peace when shit gets real with teenagers.
No, no.
First of all, they never go the fuck to sleep.
No. No, I usually go to bed before they do.
Right. So we're not even closing out our days properly. But if we were, it wouldn't be with that same gratification as you can do when they're little.
I mean, to talk about even going to sleep, like, it's hard for me to even believe that I even sleep at night in the first place. I feel like I have to sleep with one eye open. So I just want to do a quick disclaimer about this podcast really quick, is that, you know, Jenny and I are not experts. We are just real, raw, seasoned moms that are just willing to put
whiskey in our mouths
and our stories and our passion for this stage in our life out there. as a community and as a platform for others to help you. And I think that it will also help us in the process.
It's help all around.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win, I think, for everybody. But just know that the shit that probably 99% of people don't want to talk about regarding their teens, we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking about. And if there's people out there that just listen because they think it's funny, people that are like, oh, I don't envy these two bitches. if it makes their life feel better,
because you're not us, then cheers to you too, damn it.
Cheers to you. But you know what? I think that there is a need out there for these topics, period.
Agreed.
So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Yep. All right.
Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Enjoy the rest of your morning, guys. And come back and listen to our episode number 2 of More Shit Shows with Teenagers.
Two moms and a mic.
Two moms and a mic, y'all.
Bye.
Peace.